Speaking of art that is not from New York, did y'all know that this is where Gary Pando went to school?
Oh, this was the one? School. Yeah. Oh, I knew he was from here, yeah.
Yeah. Huh. He's from Sulphur Springs, which is about 20 miles that way.
Okay.
And he went to school here. Did y'all ever spend any time with him? Have any thoughts about him or his work?
When we first saw his work, it was being printed in Slash magazine in L.A. as a punk fanzine. And we liked it. He did a Jimbo character, but he was just so... He even told us. He just said, "Yeah, I was just doing it as I went along." But it was he just had that charm to tell a non-story, but that was very entertaining.
Yeah, So you know, we would see him in Slash, and then once in a while he would do a flyer, you know, for a band or something like that. So we knew of him pretty early. Didn't know him personally. I remember meeting him at the San Diego Con like 5 years later. And when it was called the San Diego Con instead of Comic Con. and he was kind of like, we were like, "Hey, yeah, you were in L.A. and stuff like that." And he was like, yeah. Now I see him at things and he's very friendly and we talk and things like that. I think he doesn't know which brother I am. But he's always very funny, fun to talk to.
Interestingly, I was talking to Chris about this, that... I was talking to somebody. I was talking to people in Comic-Con. We're talking about how far does indie comics go? Where does it really begin? And people say it starts with Love and Rockets. I go, no, because there was Weirdos before it and Raw Magazine, like I said. And then before that was Arcade. And then before that was the Underground. I go, but where does it really start? I mean, more or less. I mean, you know, of course, you know, you can go all the way back to Flintstones or whatever, but the caveman days. But realistically, where does it start? And we started going by the underground cartoonists. They go, we'll start from there. This is where it starts. And it turns out the three main guys that started Underground Comics were from Texas. It's Jack Jackson, who's passed away, Gilbert Shelton, who did the Freak Brothers and Wonder Warthog, and Frank Stack, who went by the name Fulbert Sturgeon, and he did comics like the New Adventures of Jesus and stuff. But those guys started in 64, 65. So that's really, and then they gravitated toward San Francisco, and that's where the underground comic book scene started. But once we figured out who the main guys were, everybody realized, wait, they're all from Texas. You know? So underground indie comics start from here.
People love to hate on Texas, mm-hmm. You know, and I'm sure that in California there's probably some people love to hate on Texas. I know that y'all have a little bit of a Texan tie in your family. I know Jaime, in your stories, you know, Hopi's got some relative. Mm-hmm. There's the big guy whose name is Texas, presumably, for a reason. So, I mean, what do y'all think about Texas? I mean, when you think about Texas, what are your thoughts? What do you think about it?
Well, when I was... four, it was cowboys, man. It's just, you know, where my mom is from. You know, she's from outside of El Paso. And so Texas was always something we heard about in our house. You know, she'd always go, oh, back in Texas, we used to do this and then this and that. I know there are some Texans who wish El Paso was in New Mexico, but...
I think there's some Texans who think it's in New Mexico.
I love the food, and I think Tex-Mex music is the happiest American music you can hear. That's my opinion.